This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain Event. Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time. With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get it to his house and a red flag.
What a day. What a day. 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline this morning. Ben McKee, Charlie Burge, Jason Swain. Good morning, individuals.
Good morning.
Charlie, you can't say good morning? Wake up, Charlie. Let's go, Charlie.
Are you here, Charlie?
I'm asleep. No, I'm here. What's up? Good morning.
Golly, boy.
Charlie, we're both wearing Predators gear today.
Oh, good call.
You as well.
Yeah.
Did y'all coordinate this morning?
We did.
Yeah, we called each other, made sure.
Hey, wear that blue shirt. Hey, Ben, wear your blue hat. Let's match today. Because we're Smashville brothers.
I didn't know what you were about to say. But I have a trillion hats on a hat rack in my apartment. And I was, what hat do I want to wear this morning?
I said, same one.
I haven't worn the Prince hat in a while. I'm going to wear that one.
I wear the same hat.
Y'all look goofy on the TV thing with the hat on.
I have.
You look goofy with your button to the top button like Butch Jones. Rising to the top button.
Butch Jones copied me.
Debatable.
But I just wear the same hat because I
have
a giant noggin, and so I have to get specific hats that fit a certain way, and this happens to be one of them. So
you don't want to show off your hair?
My hair that, I mean, I guess I could, sure. It's a little hat hair.
Are you ashamed? Are you ashamed of your hair, Charlie? Is that why you're not wearing your, you wearing a hat this morning?
Love my hair. I believe I had it free and open to the people on Monday. I've been hatted the last
Let's just
days.
Admit it, Charlie. When you and I wear hats, that means we did not wake up early enough to take a shower.
Usually. Not always. Today, yes.
That's the case for me. If I'm ever in a hat, that's because I didn't wake up early enough to take a shower.
Don't you suppose to take showers at night?
I take mine in the morning. It's nice wake up. Yeah.
But it also depends on what I do during the day. So, like,
we're about to reveal that y'all dudes are nasty.
No, because if I don't take one at night, that probably means I was a bum all day and sat on the couch and didn't do anything that needed to take a shower.
Yeah, I mean, if I do stuff that makes me
don't take showers,
you know, man. Gross.
I do take showers just in the morning.
If I do something that makes me gross, that means I'll shower.
Usually
same day.
Usually I'm showering twice a day though because I'm working out at the gym and I'm not going to go 24 hours without showering after the gym.
Nice save, nasty boys. 865-200-5503 B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Nick Saban, he's trying to shut down as much quarterback drama as possible. He was on Sports Center, ESPN, and they interviewed him. He had some really good comments. The whole A.J. Johnson case is underway, and Dre Bowles, former wide receiver, gave some interesting testimony there that contradicted what he had previously told the police officers years ago when A.J. Johnson and Mike Williams was arrested for rape, and now here we are. That case is underway, and at the end of the day, and it's already happened, that these young people's lives have been changed forever. And it just makes you think about one decision can change the entire trajectory of your life. Regardless of who's innocent, who's guilty, one decision can change your entire life. And, you know, yesterday I was just thinking about this trial, thinking about the victims, thinking about the accused, and both sides are affected forever. And so we'll wait and let a little bit of information continue to be released. I know some was released yesterday that painted some of our players in a bad light, them being very angry with Dre Bowles. There's a lot to the story. There's a lot to the story that's probably not being shared. So it's really easy to pass judgment right now. But I'm going to wait a little bit before really diving in. And I want to bring on one of our great sponsors who practices law. Jerrica Steele or Marcos Garza to come in and be able to share their expertise regarding the situation. But it's a sad situation for both sides there. You hate that it happens in a place like Tennessee, but at the end of the day, you realize that these things can happen anywhere, and you just hope that the authorities and the grown-ups in charge did the right things to make sure that if a victim in fact went through that traumatic experience and tell them the truth 100%, that they get the care that they need and the support they need, so that way we don't allow this stuff to happen again. But if our guys are guilty, hey, you gotta do the time. You gotta be held responsible. If they're not, then you hate that for them, because it's 3 or 4 years that's kind of went down the drain. But that's why you got to make the right decisions, and it doesn't matter if you're innocent or guilty. You got to be careful about the situation you put yourself in. But that happened. You know what, I'm gonna say this, I don't know if y'all are gonna agree, but more and more details have come out to the public about the whole Jermaine Pruitt and Mark Richt dust up there in Georgia.
Boy, have they.
I mean, just convenient. Now, let's understand why they are coming out now. They're coming out now because of what Aaron Murray said. If Aaron Murray and David Pollack would have never said what they said at SEC Media Days, I don't think this stuff comes out right now.
Except, did you read the article on Rivals, the big, the longer form one that's like in two parts?
Dog post?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's maybe the guy wrote it in 4 days, but it seemed like something that would have taken longer.
Yeah. I mean, we're not hearing about it if it wasn't for Aaron Murray and Pollack. I know that that story was floating around Athens, and Georgia fans are kind of so shocked that it's coming out now. It's like, yeah, we already knew that. Yeah, duh. I mean, it's like everything that happened under. It's like everything that happened with Butch Jones in the last 4 or 5 years. We know what happened here in Knoxville inside of our Tennessee fan base. But that would be like if Butch Jones gets a real job instead of being an intern, gets a real job somewhere, and then they throw up this article about what happened at Tennessee 2 or 3 years prior, and we're like, we knew that already. I mean, it feels kind of the same. Like, the Georgia people knew about this, but the only reason it's getting blown up is because of Aaron Murray and David Pollack's comments. But I'll say this. I don't think this is a hot take.
What you mean it's a hot take?
Which is not a hot take, because I said it's not a hot take. Duh. No, I'm just kidding. I, Jason Swain, I like Pruitt more now. I like him more. I like him more than I know. I knew in detail kind of what happened before, but now that it's out in the public, I like him more. I like him more now that I heard what happened in Georgia. Am I on the island here?
No, I agree with you. To me, we have a head football coach that is going to do anything that it takes to win a football game. That's kind of what it all stems from for me, as competitive as can be.
Within reason.
Within reason. Yeah, not. Yeah, yeah. I mean, within that reason. Goes without saying.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, we do have Urban Meyer in the same profession. is Jeremy Pruitt. So
Urban is eating some cold pizza this morning.
Yeah, so
he's having
because of Urban Meyer. You have to say within reason, because Urban allowed a guy on his coaching staff with a checkered pass, and he's pretending like he didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, Rick Pitino, Urban, cool, whatever. Yeah. But go ahead, Ben.
Am I wrong for the moment I saw about the Zach Smith stuff at Ohio State, thinking of Coach Z?
You're not wrong.
And thinking that he's maybe smiling somewhere.
Yeah.
Like a half 0.5 second smile.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Z is smiling.
Yeah, because it's a bad situation.
That's not Z. That's not Z style.
They had some pretty heated beef subtweets back in the day.
Well, Zach had something about him. I don't think Coach Z really responded.
I thought he had one. It wasn't like anything over the top or something along the lines of, I'm just going to keep my head down and keep working.
So, yeah.
But anyways, I agree with you. I love Jeremy Pruitt even more, and it's hard not to when you see details such as that come to the surface. You want a guy that's going to win at all costs and light a fire under people's butts if they're not walking the way they should walk. And I don't see how somebody can't be more excited about having Jeremy Pruitt as the football coach.
I'm with you, man. Let's get to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, and let's bring in Andy this morning. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great, man. I heard that you got a chance to talk to our new producer.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Good morning, man.
Well, give a big shout-out to Trey Smith for winning another award. Can't say nothing negative or anything about him, you know, because that man worked extremely, extremely hard. I mean, you have to give that boy a lot of credit. And, you know, he's going to be something. I think he'll be even greater than he was last year.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
No, I agree with you. I mean, the biggest improvement happens between your freshman and your sophomore year. So, He was pretty dang good his freshman year. He's going to be pretty dang good his sophomore year. So, yeah, I agree with you there, Andy.
Now, I'm totally confused on this, what they're going to do on fan day. They're going to do the wristband thing again? Is that correct?
So, according to the official release, it will be a limited supply of wristbands for the people who will be able to get autographs. That sounds like it's not going to be many, but I think it'll be, you know, a pretty good amount of people that will be able to get access to the wristbands. But I guess I would advise you to get there early. I think you, Andy, I believe you've told us before, you're someone who likes to get to that stuff, and, you know.
Andy's already camping out right now.
Yeah, you're on time.
Andy's calling us from under the ramp going into the stadium right
below
now.
Below Neyland Stadium.
He's camped out right now as we speak.
Yeah, Andy's definitely there.
I don't know if it'd be worth it, though. I mean, really, because think about it.
Andy, wait a minute. Andy, I know you're not going down this road. I think you're going down.
Are they
going
to do the Vol Walk this year or no?
Whoa, Andy. What? Wait, Andy. Didn't you, during the Orange and White weekend, during that week, talk about going to picking people up, challenging people to come to the Orange and White game, being there, and noting, you know, that you a real Tennessee fan? Andy, was that you?
Well, yeah, but I have a lot of special people coming in also, so,
okay.
You know, I got to give them time, especially a lot of them. One of them's coming from out of Louisiana, you know, then you got one coming from Florida. I can't really say who they are because they are players, it's family, so, you know, keep them protected, basically. So,
okay.
You know, they probably would respect that fact, but you know, I don't get to see him that much or talk to him that much unless the season. So
that means you're gonna be here for fan day.
I won't miss that for a man in the world.
Okay, I thought you were going down the road of you're not coming because you didn't think he was worth it. I thought that's what you was going to say, Andy. So I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
I gotta get this PJ-13, but there ain't no way in Disneyland I can miss that.
Well done.
Good job, Andy.
That was a good way to say that.
Good job. Good job.
But other than that, y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, Andy. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
It is odd, that whole setup. I mean, we've already talked about it. Not a huge fan of it.
Not great, Bob.
But it's going to be open practice on August 5th, Sunday, August 5th. It will be accompanied by Media Day, which, unfortunately, I kind of wish it would, you know, there's no way you could do this, but I wish fans could come to that, because that's a real fan experience if you really wanted one. I mean, for media members, it's cool, but we literally just get to sit down and talk to coaches and players.
Why would a fan want to be around that?
I feel like there is a huge set of fans that would give their left arm to be able to do that.
Yeah, well, I've been a fan of everything we have done since December, except for Fan Day.
I agree.
Yeah, I've been on board everything. Yeah. I've understood every single move. This move here, Fan Day, the day that it's on a Sunday, is a head scratcher for me. But
they're doing everything they can to dodge this, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You might as well cancel it. It makes zero sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense for me. But I'm glad for folks coming from out of town, people that are here, that we'll get a chance to come and meet our players. Well, what is going on here? I'm glad for them that they'd be able to be here. So, 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproof Hotline, Sesame Street Remix.
This is Chain Hang Low. How dare you?
All right, be right back. Swing the vent.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
It's Christmas in July at Better Mattress. Better Mattress has teamed up with Home Depot, and with select purchases, you can get a free Weber grill or choose a free adjustable base or a free headboard footboard while supplies last. Better Mattress has brands you know like Tempur-Pedic and Sealy, plus the brand I love, the Better Mattress brand, handcrafted in East Tennessee. Go to Better Mattress and get a free adjustable base, free headboard footboard, or free Weber grill while supplies last. Six area locations, bedrmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza, 865-540-8300, 865-540-8300, and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. If you are watching on Swain Event TV, that is driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. And we'll get that volume pumped out to you with the callers. 850 AM, 100.9 FM. Stream us there online at SwainEvent.com. Listen to us on the app, free for Android, Apple devices. Fan Day. I've been on the record, not a big fan of the day that it's on, but I've always enjoyed Fan Day. I think it's very, very important that you show your appreciation of the fans. Our fans have went over and beyond. When you hear Pruitt talk about what happened before he got here, you know, when he talks about the last 10 years, he always mentions, listen, that has nothing to do with me. I just got here. But our fans, more now than ever before, deserve some loving. They deserve, you know, a big old hug. They deserve some attention because they have been so loyal. And the off season is always, I guess, tough to do sometimes sports talk radio in this town because it is so Tennessee dominated. And so you can kind of see the numbers take a little dip there in the off season. And I think there's been a difference between this off season and the 2016 off season, where there's a lot of hope, a lot of excitement, a lot of hype entering that 2016 season. But for the most part, our fans have been right there, man. They as much as they want to give up Tennessee football, it's like a drug. It's like they know they got to get rid of it. They know that, you know, that's causing them chest pains and is, you know, taking money out of their pockets, and they're not getting much in return. But when it's time to play football, you can't give it up. And so they find themselves coming back to Tennessee football. And that's what makes Tennessee football so special, because our fan base. Pruitt and this group needs to understand that, yeah, our fans are a little bit battered. They're a little bit triggered from things that have happened in the past.
A little bit.
They're a little bit. And I'm glad that we are doing Fan Day. I get moving it to, you know, August, to the start of fall camp, to try to make the orange and white game as much as a game as possible with the Vol Walk. But I'm just not a big fan of the Sunday placement of the event, and that's pretty much all I'll touch on it, but I'm just not a big fan of it.
Well, and I'll kind of eat the take that I had shortly after the whole debacle went down with, you know, Shiano and then getting to Pruitt. I said there was likely a swath of fans that would just check out, where they were just like, all right, you know, look, this, I'm glad that we ended up with Philip Fulmer. Hey, cool. But I'm not going to give as much. You know, I'm not going to give as much of myself anymore, at least until we find out that Jeremy Pruitt is a real deal. And I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that. In terms of folks ratcheting back their fandom, maybe some people who are listening are, you know, can tell me that they have actually done that, you know, go to the text box or Twitter or wherever. But I haven't seen it. It seems like fans are right back in it, right back in the saddle, just as engaged. And even through everything. What I would consider at this point the darkest period I've ever seen in Tennessee sports. And I would attribute a lot of that to the hiring of Philip Fulmer, I think. It sort of put faith back in the athletic department for a lot of people and gave people a sense of stability. I think even if you end up with Jeremy Pruitt, but John Curry is still the AD, I think the feeling is different. But that whole situation would have been extremely weird if he was still the AD.
Very, very weird.
I haven't seen that evidence that people have kind of checked out. It seems like folks are on it. They want to see what Jeremy Pruitt's about to do.
I think SEC Media Days really, really helped with that because a lot of folks try to prevent themselves from getting emotionally, you know, invested too early. They wanted to see the product on the field. They wanted to see the West Virginia game and see, okay, you know, should I dive in completely emotionally? Well, hearing Pruitt at SEC Media Days sound like a real football coach and just be straight up and honest, him doing a really good job. Paul Feinbaum said he killed it. I think some folks were like, oh, my gosh, man, I said I would get excited. I'm excited now. So here we are. I mean, we're less than 10 days away from camp. And for some of us, it's just natural to let down our guard around this time of the year. But I put a question out there on Twitter because, again, this is from SEC Media Days and Aaron Murray and David Pollack. And here we are. It's been a week since this happened. But do you like Pruitt even more, knowing how he was at Georgia? I came out last Wednesday and Thursday and said that Georgia should thank Jeremy Pruitt for waking folks up there and that Jeremy Pruitt was exactly what Tennessee needed. Without even coaching a game, Tennessee is exactly what Pruitt is exactly what Tennessee needed because he's going to come in. He's going to shake things up. He's going to challenge folks that have been complacent for years, thought they were doing a good job, but no, not doing a job that is consistent with a championship football program. I think he is the perfect fit for what we're doing and what we need right now. But my question to you, if you want to give us a call on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, 865-200-5503, or the text box or Twitter, do you like Pruitt more based on what you heard about his dust up with Mark Richt? Mark Richt is a good man. He's a good Christian man. You know, he's not a guy that's going to grind his assistant coaches until 10, 11, 12 o'clock. I mean, those guys go home at a decent hour. They spend time with family. Family's important. Not saying that family's not important with Pruitt, but winning is important too. And you got a job to do. The job is to win games. So if it takes being there to 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, then that's what you got to do to get the job done. But do you like Pruitt more now that you heard the reports out of Georgia about the dust up between Mark Richt and Jerm Pruitt? I can sit here and I'm saying I do. I like him even more. It's as disrespectful as I guess he was there at Georgia to Mark Richt. I'm sorry, but I kind of like it. I think that's a remedy or ingredient for success here at Tennessee. I think his attitude is exactly what we need. 865-200-5503. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Get to Travis on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, 865-255-03, bdry.com. Travis, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Man, doing great, man. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, to get to your point on do I like Pruitt more after things happening in Georgia, absolutely, man. It just feels a lot better to know that we got a guy who cares all the time rather than a guy who it may seem like he just cares part of the time, if that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I part of the report said that one day in practice, he just took the football and left the field. He just took it and went home. Like, people thought he was joking, but he got so mad he just took the ball and left because defensively they were getting after the offense. And the offense, Mark Rick wanted the defense to kind of, you know, dial things back a little bit in practice. And Pruitt was like, no, this is how you get better. This is how you, you know, become game ready. And Pruitt got so upset that he took the ball and left.
I played sports my whole life growing up, you know, and I learned more from coaches like that than coaches who are more passive, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, one of the main things I wanted to call in about, so last night, did you guys see on Facebook Live, Chris Vogel was on there talking with Vol Sports Network.
No.
That was going on. It was like some live thing where he had like a FaceTime chat with him, and he brought a bunch of people in. It was kind of like the Periscope app where you can come in and type some comments, and he just did a bunch of questions with Chris Vogel, and yada yada. I don't know how I feel about that, but I just want to hear your guys' opinion on that. I feel like it's kind of weird.
I have no clue. I have no clue about those guys or what they're doing or the interview. I have no clue. So you have to probably explain that a little bit better to me. There's a background noise there too, so it's kind of difficult to hear. But I have no clue on who they interviewed.
They interviewed Chris Boggle, the four-star Florida defensive end.
That's what Andy sent me yesterday. I didn't see it. That's interesting. I mean, I would in some sense be interested in what he had to say, but at the same time, he's been one of those recruits that's kind of like he's a teaser.
Yes.
You know, he's one of those like, hey, where are my Tennessee fans at? Where are my Ohio State fans at? Where, you know, he kind of bounces around like that.
Get those retweets.
Yeah, it's like one of those kids where I look at him like, all right, you're just trying to get Twitter followers. Can we just not, you know? But maybe I'm reading him wrong.
I agree with you. I think the same thing.
I don't do well with recruits like that. I don't respond well. I mean, I want everybody to come to Tennessee that wants to be here, but I don't respond well to the I won't call them attention seekers, but those that kind of act like they're committed, but they're not committed. You know, officially, like, you know.
I mean, they're attention seekers, if you ask me.
I guess I'm trying to be nice by not calling them attention seekers, but that's pretty much what they are. And right. I understand at the beginning of the recruiting process, it's fun. Like, it's the only time in your entire life that people will treat you this way and want you. I mean, grown-ups from – you know, coach to, you know, fans to your peers, you know, wanting you to go to certain places. There's not another time in your life that you're going to experience that you're going to be wanted more. Not another time. So I understand the beginning enjoying it because it's fun. It's cool. Like, it really is. But after a while, it gets really, really annoying. It really does. And I'm just not the one. In my position right now, at my age, I'm not going to be up and down emotionally on another recruit's tweet. And I'm not going to find myself getting super excited based on some innuendo. I'm just not. I'm not judging anyone else who does. I know Andy really gets involved in that and you know, looks for a sign here or there, and that's cool. That's what makes recruiting really fun and fun to follow. But for me, I'm the wrong guy to get attention from because you're not really getting any from me. It may be because I went through the recruiting process myself, but just we'll see what happens when you get here and then you start making plays because we understand there's a few stages you have to hit before some of our fans are believers. Like, first of all, you got to sign.
That's the real step.
First of all, you got to sign. You got some fans who are like, let me know when you sign. Let me know when it's signing day. Let me know when the ink is dry with the paper. And then there's another step of, okay, let me know when you start making the plays. Because the recruiting rankings doesn't mean that you're going to make plays.
And that's how I feel, obviously, out of having to do this job. I keep up with recruiting closely. But I have a general cynicism about the entire thing, and specifically with these recruits who really feel themselves. And I'm not saying that Chris Boggle is that guy. You know, I've looked at his Twitter a couple times, and like we had somebody who just said on the text box, they watched the interview, and he seemed like a pretty humble dude. So I mean, what you know, don't judge a book by its cover.
But you could be humble, still enjoy the process, and want attention. Nothing wrong with that. It's fun, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to be the guy that's going to give you a ton of attention.
Exactly.
Unless you like, if you commit, okay, let's get you on the show. Let's let's read the quotes and the interview stuff like that. But I'm not going to be reacting because you wore orange because you said I'm going to give my all to and then leave this question mark. I'm not reacting off
that's attention seeking in my opinion. He's 100% doing that for retweets and likes
and
followers.
And I'm not sitting here and trying to throw this kid under the bus for that. I'm just saying that's you're not going to get a reaction from me. Have fun. Have clean fun. Have a good time. This is the only time that you're going to go through this. Do it up. Have fun. That's what I'm saying. I'm just not going to be, oh, hey, Andy. Hey, check your Facebook messages. Did you see that recruit? Man, you see what he tweeted? I'm not following that stuff, man.
Well, and just
he texts
every
me about 4 o'clock every day.
Stop, boy. You better stop. Stop lying on here.
But just every recruit, like even there are some of those five stars that just really feel themselves. You know, you can tell. I just when I see that, I'm like, dude, get out of here. You haven't done anything yet. You're not allowed to do that. Like, yes, you can have fun doing it. But your state championship in college football.
There's two types of five stars. There's your Torrance Gibson five star.
Your attention seeker.
And then your Trey Smith five star. Yeah. And even Drew Richmond, who was a five star.
Head down, doing
Drew
work.
Drew Richmond kind of, I don't recall him really being on Twitter and kind of tweeting things to get retweets and whatnot. Now, the thing about his recruitment came on his visit when he was out here recruiting for a different school while in Knoxville. That was a problem with Drew Richmond's recruitment. But
yeah,
in terms of, like, as far as being on social media, Drew Richmond, Trey Smith, those guys, I don't recall them kind of saying things like, I will give my all for dot, 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 dot. Like, yeah. I don't remember hearing from Trey Smith. I think Trey Smith was just, like, not tweeting at all during his recruitment, whereas Torrance Gibson was all over the place.
Golly, yeah, it was tough following him. And don't get me wrong, you win with these type of players. Mm-hmm. You win with, you know, attention seekers. You win with prima donnas. You win with the straight lace. You win with the knuckleheads. You win with all different types of players. What you need is a coaching staff that is diverse, that can handle a team with different type of personalities, different type of players.
Somebody that can handle Preston Williams.
Exactly. So we're not. Don't point the finger at the player most of the time. Either get a coach that can handle him or don't bring that player in. If you can't handle him, don't bring him in. Because what happens is Preston Williams, Jalen Hurd, this player, that player, that player. Then you can't get the best out of them. Where you get a, you know, Coach Former was really good at this. We had the straight lace guys. We had the at-risk guys. We had the prima donnas. We had the attention seekers. We had the guys who had issues. But your staff was made up of the Dan Brookses, who could reach a certain type of player. A Trooper Taylor, who could reach a certain player. And, you know, John Chavis, you had a staff that was experienced. They were made up of good folks that was able to get the best out of some of these guys who probably were knuckleheads, but they listened to their assistant coach. They respected their assistant coach. Their assistant coach was able to get the best out of them.
And that's, where the off-the-field staff comes into play, too. The academic support, the C.J. Faitons of the world. That's where they play a big role in really helping the players. You really see it on Last Chance U. You saw it with Miss Brittany, Miss Brittany Wagner.
Yeah, Brittany Wagner.
And then on the latest one, there's, I believe they call her Miss P. I forget her full name, but she's kind of like the new Brittany Wagner. She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's like just as – I love her story. So you have people like that in these players' lives, and obviously at D1 school you have a million of Brittany Wagners, whereas JUCOs you have one person. So, and even at Independence, Jason Brown, the head coach, he's the one doing all the making sure they're going to class and making sure their academics are okay, whereas at East Mississippi, Buddy, he had a million or a couple people kind of handling those duties.
Program was more established.
Yeah,
more support.
But it's important to have those off the field people too, because when the players butt heads with the coach at practice, they have somebody that they can go to, kind of behind the scenes and kind of relieve all their stress, I guess. So off the field is just as important as on the field, in my opinion, in terms of managing your players.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But going back to the recruiting stuff, I mean. Have fun. Do your thing.
Just don't expect, at least for me personally, don't expect me to really give you the time of day until you come to Tennessee and do something. Like, now that Trey Smith has come and he has emerged as one of the best offensive linemen in America, I'll write all day. He's on this watch list. He's All-American. He's on this, you know, all of this stuff. But until then, you know, I'm glad that you announced your top five. That's fun. But, you know, come to me when you sign
up. I'm going
to
give you, if you commit, I'm going to get you on the show. You know, we're going to go over your quotes. We're going to discuss your commitment. You know, I'm not.
Yeah, at that point, that's.
Yeah, I mean, we'll cover it there, but I'm not reacting every single time a recruit uses a orange emoji. Sorry, I'm just not doing that. 865-250-503. Attaboys coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK?
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy!
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles, plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive! From now on, that's how you drive!
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself, nobody built like you, you design yourself.
Bam! Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy here in the Swain event, where we highlight positivity inside, outside the world of sports. Charlie has us covered today. Charlie, what you got?
Got an Attaboy for Masazo Nonaka, who had his, I believe his birthday was yesterday, and he officially became the oldest man alive. He lives in Japan and turned 113. Oh, I'm sorry, today. Today is his birthday. He turns 113 years old. He was awarded the title of oldest man alive after Francisco Nunez Oliveira of Spain passed away earlier this year at this age of 113. It says the year that he was born, Theodore Roosevelt was inaugurated as the 26th president of the United States, and Bertha von Suttner became the first woman to win the Nobel Prize in 1905. This man has seen a lot. And what does he attribute to his longevity? He says, soaking in mineral-rich springs there in Japan, and also his love of candy, says that has helped him stay alive for long. His daughter says otherwise. She said he leads a fairly stress-free life, and that helps. But what was interesting out of all of this, it says that Japan is the country with the most amount of people over the age of 100. 68,000 people over the age of 100 as of last year in Japan, and 88% of those are women. So if you want, here's the advice, if you want to live until an old age, become a Japanese woman. That, well, seems to be the thing that helps.
Or just become Japanese, which is good for me, because I have I have a notorious problem to where when I take pictures, sometimes it's hard to see whether my eyes open or not, because the sun gets in my eyes real bad and I squint real hard.
Oh boy, I'm gonna get an email.
I didn't mean it like that.
At Ben McKee, what's your Twitter?
Ben McKee 14.
Take that up with him.
Look, that was the one thing. That was the
somebody's
thing.
Somebody's gonna be offended.
I didn't mean it to offensive way.
Didn't.
That was the one knock on me, or not the one knock. It was the thing that kids made fun of me growing up in high school. Is that you've got Chinese eyes,
so you look
Japanese eyes.
You look Asian. You look like Steph Curry.
Oh boy.
You're balding.
Oh man.
You got a lot going on visually.
I'm gonna get an email.
People think Ben is black. Just by his voice. When they don't see him, they think he's black.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting emailed today. No doubt about it.
Man.
All right, so social media users were outraged on Sunday when a video was released of a Chicago Cubs fan who seemed to be getting away with a D. It's just a bad look. You don't ever want to be that guy, okay? I'm talking about the guy who takes the foul ball or home run ball away from a young kid for yourself. You don't want to be that guy. The man can be seen handing the ball off to his wife as the boy looks on. And despite it being an incriminating image, the situation is not how it seems. Thinking that the boy's foul ball had been stolen by another spectator, the youngster was later given another ball that was autographed by Javier Baez, the Cubs infielder. The boy was then delighted to be the proud owner of two game balls. While the Cubs' kind gesture towards a young fan may have been warm-hearted enough, several Twitter users came forward to elaborate on the older man's action. So the young man got a chance to receive the foul balls there at the game. So attaboy to the Cubs and the gentleman that allowed this young boy to have the foul ball. So as a young kid, I'm pretty sure that's a memory that you will remember forever, is being able to, you know, get a ball from the game. So attaboy to that whole situation there.
Awesome stuff.
For you immature listeners, I had to be really careful about how I described that attaboy, because, you know, you like to snicker about a little anything these days. Ben. you lead them. Hmm. You are the leader of that. You and Stokes. Gotta watch y'all too. All right, let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We got about a minute and a half, so let's bring in
Spencer from
Spencer.
Memphis.
Spencer, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm not going to mention any names in particular, but I heard something yesterday on another radio show that I was curious if Swain, maybe you had heard something similar to this, or maybe you could even elaborate on it. But basically, the gist of it was, as the person said, you know, I've heard that Pruitt is really trying to be involved in just about everything at every level, you know, kind of spreading himself a little thin, getting his hands maybe a little too involved with certain things. And I was kind of like, you know, the thing is, I think that, and this is just kind of me talking from, you know, outside looking in, is, you know, Nick Saban, he makes it clear he's involved in everything, every little thing. Doesn't matter. It's got his stamp on it before it goes anywhere. Jimbo Fisher, up until his last couple of years at Florida State, was the same way. Now, Derek Dooley was the same way, but it was different because, you know, he was getting mad about stuff that really just did not matter. Like, he was mad about having Chick-fil-A sandwiches instead of, you know, Burger King. You know, weird stuff like that. So, I guess in a roundabout way, my question is, have you heard something, you know, heard similar kind of rumblings that basically, you know, Pruitt's trying to get involved with too much, and if you can kind of elaborate maybe on the difference between the right way of being involved with everything and putting your approval and stamp on it, and maybe kind of the Derek Dooley way, which is, you know, yeah, you're trying to be involved in everything, but you're really just messing stuff up. Is there kind of a compromise there when you're the head football coach?
Yes. Derek Dooley had a really good staff, and thanks for the phone call, a really good phone call. And I will answer that, touch on that after the top of the hour break. It's a great question.
Yeah.
But there is a difference. There is a really big difference, and we'll touch on that. Really good phone call, Spencer. 865-255-03. Touchdown turnover coming up next, and then we will touch on what Spencer's been hearing in these streets. So stay with us. Swain and Vint.